Okay, we're waiting on members of the BC and the registry constituency. I see we have someone from ESSAC, NCUC, GNSO, ALAC, the registrars, thank you, James, IP Christina, ISP Tony Holmes, and RSEC Lars Johan Liemann.
Actually, David, this is Alisa Cooper with the business constituency. I'm having a problem getting in.
Okay, Alisa,
yeah.
You are
sorry,
on, but maybe Adobe Connect.
Being into the Adobe Connect.
Okay. So then that would be a good question. Are there other people on the call that kind of registry maybe? Is Keith on but not on the Adobe Connect?
David, this is Heather Dryden. I'm here from the GAC.
Heather, thank you very much. Welcome. Okay, and I will note that Teresa Swinehart and Duncan Burns are in our Washington, D.C. office. Is Sally on the line yet?
She's not on the line at the moment.
Okay. If we, if you see the agenda here, we had wanted to go through an update on Net Mondial with Sally Costerton, then next with the IANA stewardship transition and ICANN accountability by Teresa, and then I will talk about the SOAC high interest topics for the London ICANN 50 meeting, as well as the Multi-Stakeholder Ethos Award. That is the agenda for the moment. If indeed Sally is not on the line, maybe we could move to change the agenda briefly and have Teresa start. Teresa, would you be agreeable to that?
Sure, that'd be perfectly fine. Thank you. So first,
start the recording. This call will be recorded and transcribed, so you can share it with your members of your various stakeholder groups and advisory and supporting organizations. And we also note that Fadi would want to join us here today, but because of his travel schedule, he is in the air and is unable to connect on the rare airline that does not have that kind of connection. So with that, we thought we would provide these three topics for briefings for you and for members of your community. With that, I would like to turn it over to Teresa. Teresa, would you please want to talk a little bit about the stewardship transition and ICANN accountability processes?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So morning, everybody, and it's great to participate on this remotely. And so I'm going to just focus on these two areas. I'm not going to go over too much of the detail of what you're already aware of because I think it's important for us to be able to have a conversation as well. But just to go over some aspects from the context standpoint, as I think most people are aware, on the 14th, the U.S. Announced its intention to transition the stewardship role of the IANA functions to the multi-stakeholder community and had asked ICANN to convene and facilitate a dialogue in order to develop a proposal on how to achieve this transition. I'm sorry about the sirens in the background. If they're too disruptive, I can put it on hold. We just have we're close to a motorcade area in D.C., so. Okay, I think we're good. It seems to have passed. So sorry about that. And so on the, obviously in Singapore we had some very useful discussions and dialogues with the community and input around issues relating to the process, really focused on principles and mechanisms for what kind of process should be undertaken to develop this proposal and the proposal in itself on how to achieve the transition. With the feedback we'd gotten from the Singapore meeting, we prepared some materials, both a scoping document and then a proposed process document and a timeline, which really just focuses on different events that are occurring with the different organizations and stakeholder groups, and posted those for public comment and input for further discussion on the 8th of April. Those are now posted. So what we look forward to is really getting some feedback on these. And again, this is to focus in on the process that would then develop the proposal itself. And one, a couple areas in looking at the process and the proposed approach, we've gotten feedback that a steering group or some sort of multi-stakeholder group that would be involved in, you know, facilitating and coordinating input received from some of the different areas could be a useful approach. So that was outlined in the proposed process, and as was what that steering group might be consisting of and compiled from the different SO and ACs and affected parties. I've seen on the different discussion lists and some of the different feedbacks already that there's some input and suggestions on how that might be modified or improved, so we certainly look forward to that, and that should be provided into the input and in the process and the public comment process for this. The timeline, again, there had been meetings identified that the different regional internet registries, CCTLD organizations, obviously the ICANN meetings, and other groups are holding. It's not exclusive in any way. It was just to demonstrate that there's a lot of events where discussions are happening as part of the overall dialogue around this stewardship transition. So that's where we are on the process. We're looking forward to getting the feedback, and then with that feedback, hopefully be able to define what the process is and then move that forward and get that launched in time for either before London or at the London meeting. Separately, I know that there's been a lot of dialogue around, how is ICANN accountable, and does this transition have any impact on ICANN's accountability overall? And are there ways to look at strengthening existing accountability mechanisms that ICANN has, and are there any gaps in those? So with that, I know that there's been discussion, and we started in Singapore as well in the afternoon session, on how to address this in a way that also helps look at the concerns and views that we've heard from the community dialogues. So we're just in the process of preparing some materials that will then get posted for looking at a separate process to examine ICANN's broader accountability mechanisms and whether any of these can or should be strengthened in any way in the context of also the IANA transition dialogue that's occurring. So hopefully we'll have those ready to get posted within the next week and get that process launched and underway as well. So those are the two areas that I wanted to touch on. I'm happy to answer any questions or elaborate further. David, I turn it back over to you and see how you want to move forward.
Yes, thank you. I think now would be a good time to engage in some questions, either for those in the chat to raise your hand and I'll take the list, or for those on the call but not on the Adobe Connect, I'm happy to also add you to the list. Let's first start with people in the room. Is there someone who has a question for Teresa on the NTIA transition as well as the accountability process? None of the there's James Liddell. James, please, I recognize you.
Thanks, David, and thanks, Teresa. I'll just go ahead and throw myself out there. So appreciate the update. A couple of quick points or questions, and certainly would love to see registrars and perhaps companies individually submit these items in the comment. But the first one is, I think the viability of the plan that was proposed is really going to hinge on this steering committee idea, not only the composition but the selection process. I think that, just the idea that something as diverse and as large as the GNSO would have two folks being representative, I think is probably an immediate thing that jumps out as something that needs to be looked at very closely. as well as, you know, the transparency of the selection process. I think the last few, in the context of strategy panels and expert working groups, want to make sure that that's an open and clear-cut process. But I just wanted to really ask Teresa, how do you know, as you know, as ICANN staff, how can you tell when you cross the line, perhaps between facilitating the process versus kind of driving the process? Because I think that the latter part makes folks uneasy that ICANN is kind of writing its own governance check here, and I think that, you know, how do you know, are there any like clear-cut indicators where you say, you know, this is something that we can do as staff versus this is something that really we need to recuse ourselves from and let the community take the lead on this? I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Thanks. I think these are really important questions. To your earlier, to the observations that you had on the proposed process, please make sure that those suggestions and approaches that you think could work, please make sure that those get put into the comment period. That would be very, very helpful, including ideas on how to improve it. I think that's essential. As to your latter question, I think this is why it's so important that we have agreement on what the process is and the concept of a steering group or whatever one calls it, and then how it's put together, again, based on the community input that's received on the draft is very important. And, of course, there's no staff sitting on that. And so I think from ensuring that there's a process that will lend the additional transparency and clarity that this is the facilitation of a process and that the facilitation of the process is along the lines of, you know, a multi-stakeholder approach, again, with the selection and the participation of all the stakeholders in the role of a steering group. So from that perspective, I think the comments that you have providing that input will be very important, and that process and how we ensure that that process is run well. And I don't mean staff. By we, I mean as a broader community, the input that's being received in order to make that run well is an important part.
Thank you, Teresa. Any other questions or comments for Teresa at this stage? I see no hands in the Adobe Connect. Someone on the line? Okay. Teresa, thank you very much for joining this call. And, of course, we'll have the recording and the transcription sent around and shared with others to provide further information that you've just given us. So we thank you for your time on this call. Our next speaker we'll turn to is Sally Costigan. Sally, thank you for joining us. Sally will provide an update on the Net Mondial conference that's coming for the latter part of April, and I'm happy to turn the floor over to Sally. Sally, please.
Thank you, David. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, you have some slides in the room. I'm not sure who's driving the slides. But
driving the slides, I think, so just let us know. We'll move them for you.
Okay, you want to go to the next slide then. That would be great. Thank you. So what I'm sharing with you is a reasonably up-to-date internal briefing document that our Singapore team has produced for their stakeholder briefing. So if there's somebody on this call who's already seen this, I apologize, but it probably merits repetition. So the Net Mondial event is happening it starts on the 23rd. So for any of you who are attending, which I suspect is, thank you very much, I suspect is quite a few of you on this call looking at the names in the room, most of you will be traveling over the Easter weekend. So the arrival of most of the delegates will be on Tuesday the 22nd. Which is just a few days away now. The first thing I'd say is that this Net Mondial briefing document, we thought you would find this useful. I should reiterate, ICANN is not running this meeting, but in the same way that we might provide a briefing document for the IGF, we thought this would be helpful for you, and happy for you to distribute this to your communities as you see fit. But it is very much just our interpretation of what we understand to be the key points. So just to recap, in case you actually go to the next slide, please. Just in case you aren't aware of this, I think most of you have been quite heavily involved on the list, and you probably are aware of it. But the conference has been put together using a committee structure in three key areas. So what you can see, if you could just go to the next slide, please. Thank you. What you can see on this picture is a black box. That's what I can see anyway. But what that should have on it is a picture of the high-level committee, which is composed of governments and stakeholders from across the multi-stakeholder spectrum. The executive multi-stakeholder committee, which some of you may even be participating in, certainly this is the one that was put together somewhat with some teething pains at the beginning of the process from the technical community, but also from business and civil society and the Brazil side of things from CGI. And then the logistics committee, which has been co-chaired by Nick Tomasso, who most of you will know, who is the head of the meetings team at ICANN, and Hartmut Glasser, who is the running CGI day-to-day. So that's the way it's been put together. There are four meeting chairs, one from the technical community, the society, excuse me, from the business sector, from the private sector, Jeanette from the civil society, and one from academia. And Virgilio Almeida, obviously, overseeing the entire conference. So if you want to go to the next slide, the agenda, the key heavy lifting of the multi-stakeholder. Is anybody, can you see this? Because I can only see an Adobe logo here. Is it just me in the room?
Yes.
Does anyone else see the slide?
There's a little problem on this one. We're sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, some of the text did not come through on the Adobe, on the PDF. We're just learning
okay.
That.
Oh, there it goes. Right, we've got the agenda. Well done. You wanted to go back a slide? No, that's it. Actually, you could go back one more slide. Sorry. So the first thing to say is, all I was going to say is that the work on the outcomes document, the work on the agenda, and initially, in fact, the work on the invitation strategy was done primarily by the EMC, supported by the Secretariat, which is run by Daniel Fink, as you probably know. The reason I'm mentioning that is that the decisions that have been made about the agenda and about the draft documentation have been made very much using a multi-stakeholder process. And that's worth reiterating. That's certainly our perception of it. Now, it is only a two-day meeting. There's an enormous amount to get done in 2 days, and many people have commented on those sort of how challenging the nature of that is. And part of the way of making that easier is to handle registration with over four. So that will happen in the afternoon of the 22nd. So could you go to the next slide, please? Now, my understanding is that there are a number of activities going on in Sao Paulo with our... Sorry, the one before that, which has the full agenda on it. Sorry, Susie. You've gone on too far. That's it. That's fine. Okay. You had it there, but it's disappeared again. I want the one that has the agenda for the 20th. That's it. Thank you. Best bits, I know civil society are having a meeting. Bill, I think you're on the call on the 22nd. For example, and there are a number of other kind of side meetings that are going on the day before the conference starts itself, which some of you no doubt will be involved in. On the 23rd, what you've got here, this agenda is now being put out on the OneNet list, and I think it may now be on the NetMundial website. But this...
Hello?
Are we all muted?
Lehman is still here, and I thought I heard Michele, right?
I'm here. I wasn't here, but I am here now. Yeah. We can talk amongst ourselves. Anybody got any good jokes about technology and why it doesn't work?
Yes, I will try to reconnect with Sally. I'm sorry, her line dropped.
Quick question, it's Olivier here. Is anybody able to see the working session, which I believe would be 1 and 2, the first day? Because at the moment we're stuck on this slide, which has got session 3 and whatever, 4. And when I look at the original PowerPoint that was sent to everyone, it doesn't show properly at all.
I do apologize. For some reason I was suddenly cut off. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Sally, please proceed.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. It just, Adigo just cut me off. Now, what I'm not sure is exactly which sessions will take place on which day. So I think there is a slightly later version of this agenda that's just come out on the OneNet list today, which some of you will have seen. But what you can see here is the basic building blocks. So the morning session on the first day will be largely taken up, I think, with introductions with ministers making and other key stakeholders making statements and so forth. The afternoon, there's something missing from this. I do apologize. There's something wrong with there's something wrong with the way the Adobe thing is coming up. Let me just see if I can get a better version of this.
The one sent around, is that better?
It might be. I'm just looking for the latest version of the agenda that's come out on the OneNet list, which is not on these slides. And I think it might be better to use that. Bear with me for 1 second. I can't find it. Let me come back to the agenda. I do apologise because I thought this was all on this slide deck, but I don't think it is. I'll come back to the agenda in a minute, I think. Let me go on to the next section, which will show you the format in the room. Okay, so thank you. So the key point to communicate about this is that, thank you, that we will combine discussion in the room with the discussion at the hub. So there are 33 cities who are on remote, who have a remote hub set up, which has been set up by different partners in the community. And they will, not all of them will be able to have a two-way dialogue with the room, but some of them will be able to. And that's what you can see on this graphic here. And there will be opportunities for the remote participants to talk into the room, which is obviously not what we would do in a normal web streaming environment. You'd be able to communicate with remote access, and other people will be able to do that too. So we will have conventional remote access set up as we do at ICANN meetings, we do at the IGF. But in addition, they will be able to bring people in directly from the remote hub. And this, of course, will require quite a lot of careful chairing. In order to make sure that there's a balance of contribution from the people in the hubs and the people in the room. And you can see the each of the sessions on the not terribly good agenda that what I'm going to do after the call is just send you the most updated agenda I've got. I think it's going to be a lot easier. But what you can see, the sessions on principles and frameworks have been set up and co-chaired with supporters in order to try and make sure that they can manage that dialogue effectively. Could I have the next slide, please? So this is just showing you the backdrop of the ballroom. There are 800 people, the seats for 800 in the Hyatt ballroom. This is about the same size as a typical ICANN meeting opening ceremony venue. We usually have between 800 and 900 people in an ICANN opening ceremony, so that's sort of the size you should expect. Okay, next slide. Okay, next slide. Right. In terms of where the input has come from, it's probably quite important that you know this. It has been, it's come from all over the world. As you know, we've had about 180 submissions of interest. And they've come from all over the world geographically, but also across the stakeholder groups. Now, those clearly vary from region to region. But it has been a very broad contribution. Next slide, please. Now, in terms of one of the things that the committee I know was concerned about, and a lot of people in the ICANN community were concerned about, was that they were going to be very oversubscribed with people who wanted to attend the meeting. This was going to cause a big problem. But as you can see, it has in fact not been too bad. There is a good balance of participation here across different stakeholder groups, quite a strong participation from government, which I think everybody was expecting, and not because there should be more of that than any other group, but it's really about making sure that different countries are represented. And as you can see here, there are 66 countries attending and 27 ministers, and this is at the latest count. There may be a few more as it finishes up over the weekend. Next slide, please. This just shows you where the countries, different groups have submitted content submissions. And some of them have been extremely public, which you've seen on the list. Certainly there was one, a number of government ones have been quite public. Next slide, please. This is, I think some of you have seen, and many of you have seen the draft outcome document, so you're probably aware of this already. But you can see the issues that came up in this bottom-up process. In other words, what are the things that most people want to talk about? And over on the left-hand side, these topics, security, privacy, freedom of expression, and, of course, the globalization of IANA, were very much in the top section. The role of governments, not unexpectedly, is very high. The question of capacity building, how do we make sure that there is true global engagement around the future of principles and frameworks? So those were very much taken in mind as the EMC starts to draft the approach and the agenda. Next slide, please. I think you all know this is the goal. The goal is to produce an outcome document that expresses internet governance principles and a roadmap. Next slide, please. And one of the things I should have mentioned on the two slides ago is there were actually surprisingly few mentions of new organizations in the original submissions. There has been a lot of debate about that on the list. But actually, when you look at what people put forward in terms of recommendations, it was a very small amount, just something to be aware of. Here you can see the link to the draft internet governance, the draft principles. Could you go to the next slide, please? This is all on the NetMundial website. Here you are. So they are taking comments on the draft outcome document, which I know people are quite active on at the moment on the list, up until Monday, and that is just something to be aware of. Next slide. In terms of logistics, we have sent out a list as far as we being the ICANN staff, as far as we know. Thank you all very much, those of you who have told us who you think is coming to the meeting from your communities. We have, to the best of our ability, put that into a single list and shared that with all of you. So you should have had that from Renato in the last 24 hours. In terms of private information, which would include phone numbers, that is available on the wiki page, but we're not sending that out on shared lists because that is the area where you have to register. But I think any of you who want to have access to that know how to have it, and if you don't, let Renato know, and she will make sure that you have it. Staff will be there, obviously. Board will be there. And we will, depending on what people want and how much time there is, we will try and have at least a list. I think I don't know what people's view are on this call, but we could certainly either use one of these, we could set up a new list for this meeting if we wanted to be able to talk to each other during the meeting. Bill says he hasn't received the list. Right, let me follow up on that because we have that, and you should get it today if you didn't get it yesterday, Bill. I don't know whether people would find that useful, That we just have an email group for everybody that's on that ICANN community list so that we can reach out to each other while we're there? If so, we can set that up. Okay, lots of people. A Skype channel's easier. Okay, that's a good point, Bill. Right. Okay, we'll take that. Would people find a Skype channel easier or a list easier? Right, okay. I'm going to assume that we'll try and do both, okay, depending on what your preferences are, and I will follow up on that immediately after this call. Next slide, please. Yes, this is really about the remote hubs, which I've mentioned. This will give us a great deal of reach, as you can see on this map, much more so than we would do in a normal ICANN meeting. And I think there's two comments I would make. One is, yeah, okay, Olivia, I agree. I think Skype's more immediate. Okay. There is a real opportunity for this meeting to be properly attended as internationally as possible. And this is incredibly important, I personally think, in terms of both the quality of the input at the meeting, but also the legitimacy of the output. The second point I'd make, just as a purely observation, it's an interesting test to see how it works, because one of the things that we are looking at within ICANN for ICANN meetings is how to expand and what's the best way to expand remote participation at ICANN meetings. So this is an interesting opportunity for us to take a look at how they're managing it. If it's something that goes really well, it could well be something that we can adopt as we move forward. I think that's the last slide, isn't it, Susie? Yes. So what I need to do now is send you the latest agenda. As we have it, and I'm happy to take any questions. And if I can help and answer them, I will. And if I can't, I'll send them to Daniel and get them answered to you on the list.
Thank you very much, Sally. We have two people in the queue, and if others want to join, I'm ready to do that. But Christina Rosette, please, you're next.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sally. The ICC members have asked me to pose a very specific question regarding that Monday off. And more specifically, there have been a lot of rumors flying around about ICANN's financial contribution, what that's been allocated for, what the breakdown is between staff and non-staff, et cetera. So what I would like to know is what has been ICANN's financial contribution, what has ICANN committed to contribute. Is that a direct contribution, or is that money that ICANN itself is allocating? What it's earmarked for, and to the extent that it is being used for travel support for attendees, what the breakdown is between ICANN staff and board on the one hand versus non-staff, non-board members on the other hand. I understand that you may not have access to that information immediately, but it would be helpful to have.
I don't. But I will take the question and come back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Christina, you also had another question about remote participation outside of the hub cities. Sally, do you know a little bit about that?
Connect. We'll be handling that through an Adobe remote participation tool in the same way that, well, I say we are, we won't be, but the meeting organizers will be using, I think, the same system we do for ICANN meetings. So the whole, because the whole meeting will be in plenary, so which is not like an ICANN meeting or an IGF meeting. So what that means is once you're, it's more like being in the public in the opening ceremony for an ICANN meeting. So questions will be taken in the chat. Questions will be taken for remote participation. So you do not have to be at one of the remote hubs to participate. Quite the opposite. But if you are in one of the remote hubs, it will give you the two benefits. One is you'll obviously have other people with you, and that will no doubt enhance the experience. But also you will be able to contribute with a remote camera link into the main meeting, if that makes sense. That's my understanding of the situation anyway. And I've just found the latest agenda as well, which I can go through now if you want me to, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think that might be good. There was interest in the latest agenda, so that might be helpful, and then we can send it around after the call.
Okay, I'll just forward it. I'll forward it to you, David, just so that you've got it. Okay. So April the 23rd, opening ceremony, 10:15, welcoming remarks by the chair. 10:15 to 12, welcoming remarks by chair and dignitaries, and that is, I think, where probably Dilma Rousseff will probably speak, amongst others. The panel will then take the meeting through the Net Mundial goals. There will be lunch. The first post-lunch working session will be on principles. Topic one is human rights. Topic two is culture and linguistic diversity. Topic three, unified and unfragmented space. Topic four, security, stability, and resilience of the Internet. 4:30 to 6:30, working session two, is the first roadmap session. And topic one is issues that deserve attention of all stakeholders in the Internet governance future evolution. Topic two, issues dealing with institutional improvement. And the following day, starting between 8:30 and 10:30, the second working session on principles, which is topic five, open and distributed architecture. Topic six, enabling environment for innovation and creativity. Seven, Internet governance process principles, and eight, open standards. And then from 11 to 1, the second session on the roadmap. Topic three, dealing with specific IG topics. Topic four, points to be further discussed beyond Net Mundial. And five, the way forward. Then after lunch, there will be a panel beyond Net Mundial and a consultation with stakeholders around the transition of the stewardship of the and oversight of the IANA function. So there is an IANA consultation process, to Theresa's earlier point, happening kind of at the end of the meeting. I don't think this is final, as I said, but I think it's getting there. So I hope that's helpful. You can begin to get a sense of the kind of rhythm of the meeting. Did you have any more questions?
We do have two other people in the queue. James Blundell is next, and then Olivier Crutcher-Block. James, please.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sally. Quick question, and maybe it's not answerable in this setting, but is ICANN's role at this conference to be to, and I'll put it crudely here, to defend the IANA process that was laid out by NTIA, or are you simply just kind of in a receiver mode to receive new ideas and new feedback? And then what happens if the outcomes of Net Mundial are completely incompatible with the NTIA's proposed transition? Where does ICANN's priority go? Do they just, jettison the current path they're on and adopt the Net Mundial outcomes or try to reconcile the two? I'm just trying to figure out how these two fit together.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I can give you my personal opinion, as they say, and I can speak to you in my personal capacity. My sense is the following. As you could see, there were an enormous amount of issues raised around IANA globalization in the submission process, 55-56. One of the largest topics on the request, if you will. And then the US government made its announcement. So I think there was quite a debate. My sense was amongst the organizing committee was, well, how do we handle it? Do we take it off the agenda completely? I mean, the discussion, the consultation around the IANA transition of the IANA oversight, or do we deal with it at the meeting? And if so, how do we deal with it in such a way that it doesn't overtake the meeting? Because this meeting was initially intended to be, the goal is about roadmap, about principles and frameworks. And whilst the IANA function would have been, well, the IANA oversight may well have been discussed in that, it certainly wasn't intended to be a meeting about IANA. So I think what looks to me has happened is they've come up with a solution that says, well, we're going to deal with IANA, because if we don't, then everybody will scream at us, because we can't kind of all go to, we don't think it's realistic, given the amount of interest, to go to Sao Paulo, have a meeting about the future of Internet governance and not talk about it at all. On the other hand, it isn't actually necessarily that central to the broader debate, to your point. So my sense is that the way they've cut it up is put it at the end so it can be treated as a standalone or, relatively speaking, standalone item. It should mean that the chairs can focus the rest of the time in the day and a half on issues about other things, knowing that there will be a slot to discuss it on the second afternoon. That's the first thing I'd say. In terms of what happens and what is ICANN's role, well, ICANN, I think, in my perspective, is there in sort of two different capacities. On the one hand, we're participants in the internet governance ecosystem, and so we're there in the same way that we'd be there if we were at an IGF or any other internet governance meeting, and so we're there to participate as community members who are engaged in it. And the second thing we're there to do is to facilitate in ICANN's ongoing role as a facilitator of the dialogue around the oversight transition, a session, which is what Teresa was talking about earlier on. So that's my understanding of ICANN's role. As to your question about what happens at the end of it, I honestly don't know the answer to that. And I'm not sure that it's necessarily that helpful to speculate, simply because I don't think anybody knows at the moment exactly, we don't know because we haven't had the meeting, so we don't really know. You know, is the outcomes document that's being discussed at the moment going to fly? Is there going to be a lot of consensus around it? Is there going to be a lot of disagreements around it? I mean, we'll have more of a sense of that as we go into the Brazil meeting itself, perhaps by the time we get to Sao Paulo. But I think it's still very unknown how straightforward that discussion is going to be and where the debate about the oversight of the transition fits, if at all. So I think we'll have to see. Sorry to sound so vague. I don't normally like being vague, but I think it's just, I don't think anybody knows at the moment. What I can say is that in the role that ICANN will take facilitating that discussion, that dialogue, on the Thursday, and ICANN will not be the only people there. There will be other people facilitating that debate, the other affected parties. That is a neutral process. I mean, facilitating anything is a neutral process.
Thank you, Sally.
But the debate will have to be held in scope. I should make that point. So whoever handles the facilitation, whether it's ICANN people or ISOC people or anybody else, part of the job of facilitator is to stick to the scope of the project.
And that was linked to Jonathan's question in the chat about ICANN staff facilitating at Next Mundial. Does that answer your question, Jonathan?
Let me just check. I've got the question right. Hang on. I'm not sure who will actually physically do the facilitation, Jonathan. I don't know at the moment. I don't actually think anybody knows at the moment. Teresa might know, but I don't know. I don't know if Teresa's still on the call.
Yes, I'm on the call.
Are you happy with what I just said about the facility? I'm sorry, I'm happy you're still on. You can answer that question better than me.
No, not at all, not at all. The opportunity to have a dialogue on the INA transition and the ICANN globalization aspect is one that we want to ensure is prepared in such a way that it's providing information and facilitating the dialogue. So we'll probably look at a model similar to what was done in Singapore. But Sally, as you had noted, we've just gotten the information and now need to think through and reach out, obviously, to folks on this call and to others to look at how to facilitate that in the best way possible that's useful for the audience there as well. So I think you answered it absolutely from that standpoint, and we'll look at ensuring that's done in the right way. And what I'm not clear on, actually, is just where it is on the agenda. It does look like it's on the second day in the afternoon now.
It does, as things stand at the moment. So the agenda that I set within that Adobe the pack that I just sent, I think is actually wrong. So the one it's out of date, because I had it on the first day, and I think it's on the second day now.
Exactly. And just to be clear, the reason for looking at having a session and facilitating it is because of the strong interest, obviously, and the opportunity to reach out to another audience and another group of stakeholders that may not necessarily be involved in the discussions of the regional internet registries or the CC community or the GNSO or CCNSO or ICANN itself. And so it's part of a broader outreach and ensuring that there's awareness of the respective processes.
Teresa, Jonathan's making a point in the chat. I don't know if you can see it. That it will still be in the public comments period. Yeah, I don't know if you want to comment on that. It's a good point.
Absolutely. And again, it's awareness. Again, the feedback and input to the draft proposal and the draft proposal for the process is absolutely important that it's provided into the comment period, which closes on the May 8th. So this is not to predetermine anything whatsoever, just to facilitate dialogue and engage in discussions among parties that are interested in the topic. Nothing more than that.
Thank you. We have a question from Olivier. Olivier, you're next. Excuse me.
Thank you very much, Olivier Trepanov-Blanc speaking, and I actually have two questions. The first one is the format of the conference itself and the way the discussions will take place. I note with interest the whole day being sliced up in different topics, but the deliverables of this whole conference are, I guess, two things: the outcome document of the Internet governance principles and the roadmap for the further evolution of the Internet governance ecosystem, which leads me to believe that the document itself is going to be what's on the table. Are we looking at a going through the document line by line, topic by topic, like in Wicked, with square brackets and so on? Is that the format that will be used?
I don't know the answer to that, Olivier, but I have the same question myself. We've literally only seen the draft agenda in the last sort of 12, 24 hours, and it seems so recent that we're just trying to digest ourselves, kind of like, okay, so how is this all going to work? So that's one of the questions I will get to Daniel, and I'll get an answer back to you on this list. So it's a great question, and I think we need to get clarity on that as soon as you possibly can.
Hey, thanks, Sally. It's Olivier again. So my second question is equally as simple. There are four microphones: civil society, private sector, academia, and technical. Sorry, no, I'm getting this
business.
Wrong. The four microphones is AC&TC, Gov and INGO, business sector, and civil society. But when you look at the list of attendees, you find out that there were 52 people that registered as other. Where do the other speak?
I don't know.
And it's a serious question in that I think I might be one of the other people, because I have a business, so I'm business sector on one hand, and I'm also an ICANN, and I also am an ISOC. So it's, you know, where do people who wear multiple hats speak? Do they just go and wander from microphone to microphone? It's just very bizarre.
It's a really good question, and I will ask Daniel the same question, because I don't know the answer. Sorry, I don't know the answer to these things, although, you know, there's no reason why I should. But it's a very good question. Where do the others speak? Okay, I'll ask the question too. So I've got three follow-up questions.
Okay.
Just so to summarize, I'm going to do the Skype group and the email contact who's coming list. I will ask the question on the financials for Christina, the question on the how is the process going to work, are we going to go through the document line by line, and where do people who are others speak? Okay?
Thank you very much. Any other questions? There are no other hands up on the Adobe Connect. Those who are not on Adobe Connect, you have one last question? Okay, we thank Sally and also Teresa for participating in this call. We'll now move to the next part of the agenda, which is basically looking at and to remind the SOAC and stakeholder leaders of the high-interest topics for London and ICANN 50. We'll be sending a communication around to the group to identify and help facilitate that process, to identify what topic or topics you may want to select for the Monday session at ICANN 50. similar to what we did in Buenos Aires, and as we talked about our recent ICANN meeting in Singapore, where we gave over to the Cross-Committee Working Group on Internet Governance that session time. So I just wanted to remind you that we will be starting that process, and just for you to be aware of that and be prepared for the communication that we'll proceed to send to you shortly. With that, I would open it up for questions, and I see Michele is on, has his hand up in the Adobe Connect. Michele, please, and I see Jonathan Robinson is talking as well. Michele.
Thanks, David. Yeah, I think I'm just trying to actually find the schedule from Singapore now just to have a quick look at it. Because there was quite a bit of backwards and forwards around this entire session thing, and this high interest topic. Because, I mean, the high interest topic session, I think in Buenos Aires it was straight after the opening ceremony. It wasn't straight after the opening ceremony in Singapore, because that was taken over by the IANA session. The cross-community working group had a session later in the day. Or am I missing something?
No, that is correct. The issue is, as always for the Monday sessions, Michele, it's hard to pin down the timing depending on what other topics are coming and vying for those time slots.
The problem, David, is that, with all due respect, I mean, the problem is that quite a few of the SO and AC leaders agreed on what we thought should be the most suitable topic to discuss, and a lot of us were quite clear about what we wanted to do with that time. Now, I do realize that there was stuff happening behind the scenes, but I think Olivier and others who were involved in those discussions, we found it quite frustrating that we were asking for something and it wasn't very clear what the hell was going on with it.
I take the point, and the question was what time slot in particular would be allocated, and we were still adjusting that schedule and could not work that out soon enough to answer that question. But again, we're starting the process early. We will try to find out what time slots are available and make those available, or at least hear the preference of the SOAC chairs as to when on Monday they would want their special high interest topic or topics to be covered. The questions in the chat relate to the GAC high-level meeting on Monday as well, and if we might want to consider changing the date of when the GAC could attend so not to exclude them. A very good point. Again, that high-level meeting is scheduled for Monday, but the timing of which is still being worked out. We should also make that a point to recall and make sure that we don't time it in such a way that the GAC members cannot attend. I'm sorry, that was Christina Rosette. Excuse me. Thank you, Christina. Any other questions? Olivier makes the point about the allocation of time, and well taken. We will try our best to do that as best we can, considering the topics and the timing, but thank you for that comment. Are there any other questions relating to the high-interest topic session that we will begin circulating communication to you and beginning our work on that? Okay, in the last few minutes left before our time is up, I wanted to focus, again, attention on something that was started back in Buenos Aires when FADI announced the concept of a new community award called the Multi-Stakeholder Ethos Award. And in January, the staff produced a public comment forum describing this pilot concept and asked for community inputs. And some of you have commented on that, and we appreciate that. ICANN will soon be opening the nomination period for this award that will likely run about a month through mid-May, and the selected winner or winners of the award will be presented and announced at the ICANN 50 meeting in London. Again, to remind people, this award is to recognize community members who have served in leadership roles in multiple ICANN working groups or committees and demonstrated that collaboration with those different supporting organizations and advisory groups. So in many ways, it recognizes participants who have been deeply involved in the consensus-based solutions, and that, of course, is the importance of our multi-stakeholder model in Internet governance. So we thank community members for your comments in the forum, and the nomination announcement will stress that the award recognizes this service of members to the community and to our ICANN work. And so we will be sending a note around to you because we would like you, the community leaders, to select the panelists from your SOs and ACs who could be responsible for evaluating and selecting the winners. And we would expect maybe two or three calls of these panelists and selection group to discuss and select the winners. So we are finalizing the process, and we want to give you a good idea of timing. So we'll be looking for appointments to this selection panel from each of you around the end of this month, end of April. And we are considering about two or three reps from each of the supporting organizations and advisory committee. So I just wanted to alert you to this. Please watch your mailbox, and we will have a discussion to help move this pilot effort forward, as we'll be, of course, learning a little bit about this process. But we thank you for your cooperation in trying to make this a meaningful and significant recognition of those in the community who have served longstanding in the leadership in support of our work at ICANN. So with that, I will stop and ask if there are any questions of me, both for this multi-stakeholder ethos award as we're beginning that process, as well as I thank you for your comments about the SOAC high interest topics and the issue of being sensitive two times on Monday so that people can be involved and it has the attention that that you want to give it for the community to participate in. So are there any questions at this stage? I see there is some discussion in the chat about the high-level meeting of with DAC. And I thank Heather for providing some information. And we will, of course, try to send a draft agenda as early as we can. We thank you for those comments. Michele, your hand is up, please.
Yeah, David, I'll keep this very brief. I'm just very conscious of the fact that a lot of us are already quite overloaded between, I think most of us have day jobs, and there's a lot going on between this Brazil thing, the CWG, registries and registrars. I'm dealing with onboarding all new TLDs and everything else. I mean, if you're going to be asking for volunteers for something like this Ethos Award thing, I'd recommend and urge you to put out that call for volunteers as soon as possible, because I'm looking at what's going on between now and the London meeting, and it's not quiet, is probably the best way of putting it. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Michele. Again, a point we're sensitive to, and that's why we would hope that the SOAC chairs can designate two or three that might be able to support it, or one or two if you could do that, again, to spread that burden, if you will, yet have that representation of the various SOs and the ACs. But we will work on this. We hope to get something out sooner so that you can plan that properly and work out the one or two meetings of the selection committee to do that, hopefully with the end result the awards being announced in London at ICANN 50. With that, we are 2 minutes over. I would just open it up to any other questions for me. The next scheduled call that I'd like to draw your attention to is on in May. The exact date, let me get that, is May 29th. And we, of course, are scheduling to have Fadi on that call. We do appreciate the wonderful attendance of all the SOs and ACs and stakeholder leaders today to be able to share with you information both from Teresa on the NTIA transition process and with Sally Costin about Net Mondial, as well as myself for the awards and our SOAC high topics. And with that, we will follow up with all of you, making sure that you get the latest agenda of the Net Mondial and follow up on some of the questions that you raised to some of our other executives that will provide answers to you. Again, we will have this transcribed and recorded and posted. I'll send that around to you as well. And we'll also send with that, those notices the latest Net Mondial agenda. If we have that sooner, I'll do that, of course, as quickly as possible soon after this call. With that, I would like to thank all of you for your time and attention to these topics, and we're looking forward to working with you on all of them. For those who are traveling to Net Mondial, I wish you safe travels and a successful and productive meeting. With that, I'd like to call the meeting to close, reminding that our next one will be May 29th with Fadi and other executives from ICANN and, of course, the SO, AC, and SC leaders. So thank you again for your participation, and I'll be sending emails to you shortly to update you on the materials we talked about on this call.
Thanks, David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.